Yes, yeah, people are texting, tell us about their tea. We are the second biggest tea drinking nation in the entire world. Colm, I've had 15 cups already, and it's only a quarter to one. Oh, yeah. There you go. Trucker Jim has 15 cups across an entire day. There's somebody, 15 cups since this morning. Colm, does Trucker Jim have a toilet seat in his truck instead of a standard one? He'd probably need one. Colm, do you know that it's possible to get sclerosis of the lover from drinking too much tea? I presume that's the liver. Dear God, I gave sclerosis to the lover. Really, did you? Okay. Now, 5 litres of coffee and tea yesterday. How do I know? I fill my kettle from a Kerry Spring 5 litre bottle. It's decaf though. And there's one more. I once drank 62 cups of tea in a 12-hour shift. See, these are the heroes that are keeping us up there in the second position. I would encourage you to drink a little bit more tea so that maybe next year when they do these figures, actually we've a lot of catching up to do in Turkey. But, you know, we're doing pretty well. 15 cups already at this stage. Go on. Now, Garode Farrelly, how are you, Garode?
I'm good. How are you? How are things?
Good. Things are good. Would you drink a lot of tea?
I don't. I'm a coffee man, but I only have about one a day. I'm very good. I'm kind of letting the whole side down, to be honest with you.
Really? And is it decaf or...?
No, I have a proper coffee, just one a day, though. Because, it's gas. I'm the only person in my whole family that doesn't drink tea, and I'm in my 30s now, and every time I go over, my mum will still say, do you want a cup of tea?
Yeah. Even though she knows.
Even though she knows, yeah.
She's waiting for that day that you'll pick up the tea, and then she'll just go, my son. My son, Kieran.
At long last.
Is there a special time you have a cup of coffee?
I always have it with my breakfast in the morning, and then that's it then for the day.
It's sorted, right?
Because I've got a fancy Nespresso machine. There you go. Excuse me.
That just makes one a day, all right.
Yeah, exactly, just one a day. They're very expensive, Colm.
I know, you can't be messing with those things, you know?
No, 30p a capsule.
Okay, fascinated. And fascinating talk, but what we're talking about is Fascinated, which is a podcast presented by comedian Garode Farrelly, available on iTunes and SoundCloud from January 25th. Fascinated.
That's right, yeah.
What's it all about?
Well, what I did was I decided I'd make 6 kind of chat show episodes of people that I found fascinating. It's kind of a Where Are They Now show. There's a little bit of that too.
Okay.
So it's kind of loads of people that I would have found absolutely fascinating when I was 15. I've kind of tracked them down to see, well, okay, what's happened since. So the first episode now, you can subscribe from today, but the first episode will be online now on Friday.
Okay, and who do you talk to in the first episode?
Well, the first episode is, do you remember the Honeys, Colm?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Lately or something? H-O-N-E-Y-Z.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, a good little band.
Finally found,
that's it, yeah.
That's the one. Well, one of them, they were in the big reunion last year on ITV2, and one of the things that I noticed, I watched that episode, and they mentioned that one of the girls had become a midwife.
Right.
She left. She was no longer singing or anything like that, and she was back with the band then just for this tour that they were doing. So I tracked her down and just chatted to her about what it was like to actually, because she left that band at the height of their success.
Yeah.
And what it was like to walk away and then just to go to college, basically, and then to start work as a midwife, and how the band coming back has kind of affected her day job, because she still works. She's still working as a midwife.
Okay, let me just bring a little clip. Let's have a little clip of that, okay? And so this is, her name is Mariama Goodman, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, have a listen to this.
Did you have people to go, hey, wait a second?
I did a bit, but a lot of people did the kind of, they recognised me, so they assumed they'd met me before.
Okay.
Because you're not going to expect to see someone that you're seeing on Top of the Pops in a hospital room delivering a baby.
Yeah.
So you're not going to make that connection. A few people did.
Yeah.
Most people just assumed that they'd see me through their pregnancy at some point, so they recognised me.
And for the people that did recognise you, that must have been terrifying, I suppose, for them, because it's like, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm having a baby and you're a pop star.
Yeah.
Can we discuss this for a second?
But the first delivery is kind of, your hands are on the baby and the midwife's hands are on yours. That's the first one that you physically do.
Oh, wow.
I cried.
And is there anything in the pop star world that can compare to that?
We did the O2 the other night. It came pretty close.
Garode, how did you get her? Did you just ring her up or get through her agent? Or?
Well, yeah, I went to her agent because at the time, I recorded that interview last May, and at the time she was doing loads and loads of press, but I suppose they were all asking about, you know, why did you leave the band, who were you fighting with, and all about that. So when I contacted them, I just said, look, to be honest, I don't want to talk about that. I just want to talk about what it was like for as a midwife. And I think she was quite enthusiastic about that because she was, like, I mean, a midwife is a very, very impressive job.
Yeah.
And you have to be a bit of a brain as well. And she... I just don't think she'd been asked about that before, so she was just really enthusiastic. So it turned out to be really good, which was just as well because it was my first one and I was a nervous wreck.
Where did you meet her?
I met her in the Radisson Blu Hotel outside the airport, and it was really weird because, you know, when somebody's famous to you when you're a kid, like when you're 12, like, they're always famous. You know, that doesn't go away. So when I met her, I brought my old CD, and like at the end, like I was like, "Now you have to sign my CD."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I'll see if the other girls are around." And I suddenly went into a panic. Like, oh no, oh god, no! Like the professionalism just like fell out of me. Like,
and why were the other girls around? Why were they all in the airport? Was there a gig?
They were playing the O2 last May.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it was just, it was interesting. Like, I did a few episodes, and the guy that created Cagney and Lacey, I tracked him down, and he was, I mean, I barely speak a word in that episode, because he's just an amazing speaker. He just rabbited on, so you kind of just hear me going, yeah, doing that Irish thing.
How do you, how do you track down, what's his name, Barney Rosenzweig?
Rosenzweig. Well, I just went onto the Facebook page and said, the Cagney and Lacey Facebook page. See, Facebook is brilliant.
Yeah.
You can get to anyone.
Yeah.
And I just, again, just emailed them, and it was just waste then. And yeah, but sure, he was more than happy to talk about it. Like, I was delighted with myself.
Where did you talk to him? Really, did you fly to Hollywood, or was he around?
No, I just rang him. The same way I'm talking to you now.
Really?
yeah, absolutely. He just gave me his number and said, yeah, give me a call.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it was great. And also, I got to talk to... Do you remember the twins from Neighbours, Colm?
Yes.
Gail and Gillian. Gillian is a very successful entrepreneur in the US now.
Wow.
There's an episode all about the stuff that she's done, which is, it's really impressive. It's just, you don't expect... some of the stuff that she's done. Like, one of the things that she did was she produced all the merchandise for the Osbournes.
Did she?
So she's loaded.
And she just gave it up in Neighbours, did she?
Yeah, well, after Neighbours, they did the usual, you know, if you're in Neighbours, you do a pop career, and that didn't really work out. So she went to America, and at a Grammys party, she bumped into... to Kelly and Jack Osbourne. They were just starting to shoot the Osbournes. And they recognised her from Neighbours, and, you know, and she chatted to them for a little while. And then when the Osbournes came out, her and her sister had taken over a toy factory in LA that was kind of flagging.
Yeah.
So they were building that back up, and they contacted the Osbournes and said, any chance we can produce some merchandise for the show? And they said, oh, yes, of course, you know, off you go. And so then the Osbournes took off, and they sold a shed load of them.
So, like, they were doing Osbourne dolls and stuff?
Yeah. Wow. And since then, she's produced, she has a fashion line now that like people like the Olsen twins and Madonna and all sort of wear it. But you just wouldn't know it was her because she's changed her name.
And again, was that just you chasing them through the internet, Facebook, and then just ringing her?
Yeah. I've a lot of time on my hands.
And you've got a neck like a jockey's neck.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The best part about doing a podcast is that, like, nobody commissions it, so there's nobody saying, you know, okay, you have to have six episodes, and the people that you said have to be in it. Like,
right.
If I do an interview and it's crap, you can just dump it in the bin and pretend it never happened.
And is there a certain length for each interview, or time, or is it just, do I just click on and off you go?
Yeah, what you can do is you can, it's in the iTunes directory, or you can, the details of how to download it on my website, garodferry.com, and you can just go in there and subscribe, and then as the episodes become available, they'll just, they'll download onto your iPhone or wherever you want to listen to it.
So how many have you got all together in the bag, as they say?
I've six done, and then there'll be I've a few more that I could do on the back of it, but I think what I'm going to do is have a little break, and then I'll do another six maybe towards the end of the summer. So they'll be out every second Friday
good.
For 3 months.
Okay, and it's called Fascinated. It's on SoundCloud and it's on iTunes, a podcast presented by comedian Grohl Farley. And as you said, it's sort of where are they now and what are you up to?
Exactly.
Listen, good talking to you, Grohl.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll catch up soon, all right? Take care.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a million, Colin.
See you now. Bye-bye.